everybody. What's up? How are you doing today on this beautiful Monday? It's kind of gloomy outside, and it's the last day of classes. The very, very last day before finals. Oh my gosh, we're getting there. We are getting there, and it's going to be super cool to just be done with school and finally get, you know, some time off. I don't know about you guys, but these last 2 weeks of school are probably the most stressful ever. And it sucks because everybody seems to want to pile up all the papers and, you know, exams and all that stuff and trying to fit that in the last 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. And then you're like cramming and you're trying to get everything together. Oh my God, it's just a mess. But anyway, I hope you guys are enjoying your last day of class. And today we are going to be having a cool show for you, Hollywood Pileup. Like you guys already know, it's Monday. Let's do this. You're listening to Penguin Radio. Now, oh my gosh, can we get started on what happened this weekend with the fight? Now, if you guys recall, we talked about this last week, and there was so many levels of high anticipation for the fight. Everybody was wondering, like, oh my gosh, who's going to win? Is it going to be Manny? Is it going to be Mayweather? And wow. I mean, that's all I have to say. I can't say that I'm surprised that Mayweather won, because let's face it, he is rich. He's like filthy rich. Like I told you guys last time, he has somebody like on duty to give him gum in his mouth. So you think somebody with that kind of money isn't going to buy off the judges, or at least try to, because that fight was just beyond. It seriously looked like Mayweather was just running away. He's just running away from Pacquiao. And I was like, what? Like, why are you running? Like, come on. Like, I'm just wondering how hard, you know, they both must have trained, especially to prepare for this fight. But that's really crazy. But anyway, the iconic match took place this past Saturday, May 2nd, at the MGM Grand in Vegas. And the show was definitely star-studded. There was everybody there. Everybody. From Paris Hilton to Justin Bieber. By the way, I have no idea why he even shows up with Mayweather. Like, what kind of connection do they have? I'm wondering. Of course, hip-hop royalty, Beyonce and Jay-Z, duh, because they are not going to miss this fight. And I want to know who they were rooting for. I feel like, of course they're going to be rooting for Mayweather, but we never know. Donald Trump, doesn't he live in Vegas? I feel like he's always there. Okay. Little side note about Donald Trump. Like, why are you in pageants? Like, oh my God, I don't know. I can't deal with Donald Trump. I think he is like the biggest jerk ever. Like, he just looks like a jerk. Like, oh, I just can't. I can't stand him. But then along there was Diddy and Cassie, his girlfriend. Oh my gosh, she is beyond gorgeous. And of course, many other celebrities out there too. The fight started off pretty nicely. I thought that it went by really quickly. It was, I mean, every round is what, like two and a half minutes or so, but I felt like it was just a boom 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 and then on to the next one. It went by super quickly. And I feel like Mayweather must have taken this like as a race, because one, he was like running all over the freaking ring. He was just like trying to get away from Manny, which I was like, come on, dude, you're here to fight. They have built this thing up so, you know, so much, and they placed such, you know, such importance into this event, and he's just gonna give a weak fight like that. I was very displeased, because I was like, come on, dude, like, give the guy a real fight. I wasn't shocked. you know, I was just disappointed that Mayweather once again won. And the reason I say this is because he's so boastful. Like, why do you have to, you know, be so flashy and all about your money? Like, okay, we get this. We get it. We understand that you are made of money, that you have a lot of it. But I don't think that that's a reason for you to be flaunting it and making others feel, you know, less fortunate for what you have. And I was not happy with his sportsmanship. Okay, let's blur that, because he had no sportsmanship. During the match, he was actually like nodding his head side to side, like saying no, 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 or like, you know, leading Pacquiao on, like saying, come on, give me some more, that, you know, like that's hella weak. And, you know, come on, dude, come on, dang, get it together. Nonetheless, Mayweather ended up winning once again. What's new? I really hope that he actually loses one day. Because for me, in my opinion, I think that a true winner is a person who has already, you know, built themselves up, but also doesn't, you know, forget that, you know, in order to become a winner, you have to be a loser at one point. And I don't think that Mayweather has experienced that. And I'm just like waiting and waiting on the day that Mayweather gets his ass kicked so bad, because finally maybe that will actually like make him shut up and actually, you know, humble himself a little bit. But anyway, that was just like the biggest feud. But moving on, we have some shade coming up. Oh my God, Rosie O'Donnell and the wife, their feud is just escalating at every minute. Now, they are both feuding because of their prenup. Rosie's calling out Michelle, you know, because she's trying to invalidate their prenup. Rosie is not having it, you know, because she's coming out with big declarations about Michelle, you know, saying that she has a lot of money, saying that she doesn't need Rosie's money. And actually, in 2011, Rosie made an appearance in which she speaks out about Michelle and her success. You know, this just adds proof that Michelle is trying to snatch her money. And the feud is getting crazier because Michelle wants like full spousal support, and you know, she wants full custody, and she's claiming that Rosie is just so, you know, that she's into her weed and her alcohol and that she's just spending it all. And but Rosie here is refuting that, saying that Michelle's a liar, and Michelle Rounds wants Rosie actually to get drug tested like ASAP, so that you know, she can add that for proof as to what what's going on. But anyway, do you guys remember that Drake Madonna kiss back then? Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago. So now Madonna made her first public appearance since then, and she is just serving it up. She actually had an interview with Romeo on Saturday Night Online, and this was like an Ask Anything chat. And she says, "Don't kiss Drake no matter how many times he begs you to." Oh my God. Did you? But oh, I'm just like, I need a little moment here, because, you know, she talked about how Drake begged her, you know, like for tongue, and she added, you know, extra advice, you know, for Drake's kiss. I don't know, like, come on. She's saying that Drake begged her for tongue during that kiss at Coachella, during that concert. Wow. Well, it looks like Madonna's still out there trying to get it, you know? I mean, she's not bad looking. The woman keeps up with her looks. So, I'm just you know, it's just a little different because of their age differences and because, you know, they just come, like, although they're both artists, they just come from different genres, and I think that's what makes it very different. But all power to you, Madonna. Keep on slaying out there because, wow. Because she is really out there getting it. But on Biggest Loser, oh my gosh. Okay, so now are you guys familiar with that show? Because the Biggest Loser is, when I first heard of that show, I was like, what in the world? Like, who would want to name their show Biggest Loser, and who would want to be named Biggest Loser? But if you guys don't know, then it's the weight loss show in which, you know, very obese people go onto the show. They work out. They have trainers. They have, like, this nutrition. And they are totally, like, in competition with each other, with a group of people just to, you know, to see who can lose the most weight. And the actual, you know, like, the weight loss is very, very drastic. Like, the changes are super drastic. I don't know, I get kind of scared when I watch it because I'm like, dang, like, should you really be losing that much weight in that much time? I feel like their goal is to lose, like, 8 pounds a week. Like, you know, up to 10 pounds a week. And maybe that might be okay, you know, like, during the first week because you are just losing so much water weight. But gosh, every single week having to, you know, be pressured to lose that much weight, I think that is just, that's just too much pressure added to the contestants. And no wonder they bounce back after they get off the show, because they don't have somebody with them 24/7 saying, like, hey, this is how many carbs you're gonna eat, how many, you know, servings you're gonna have, and watch your calories, and, you know, get out there at 5 o'clock in the morning and do some sprints and all that. So I think it's very hard to really adapt, you know, the regimen that they had in their camp, you know, at home. And yes, this makes for a good reality TV show, but at whose expense? You know, they're making it for the contestants, yet they are, you know, in a way, I think they're, like, even exploiting them and exploiting their just themselves on camera, by having to go through these very, very harsh workouts and just the whole pressure, it builds up. I don't know how they do it. And then, like, they get lots of public scrutiny from, you know, because they have gained some weight back. And a lot of people, yeah, they do. They do tend to not look the same as they did when they were in the show. And that's one point that a lot of people don't consider. Because, you know, yeah, if you don't have that constant pressure, then you're going to bounce back. Your weight will fluctuate. So that was just a little tidbit on that. But Britney Spears, so you know how last week we talked about her ankle, or should I say cankle? No, I'm just kidding. Not cankle, but her ankle, and how it was, like, twisted or fractured in her concert in Vegas last week. Well, now, you know, she was caught by the paparazzi playing beach football, so we are going to assume that her ankle is okay. Now, I'm wondering, though, if she was able to perform again, or if she's still using that as an excuse not to perform, you know? But, you know, she played during, you know, I think she played on Friday, but apparently the ankle kept her from performing on Friday and Saturday night in Vegas. Oh, wait, never mind. So she actually played football on Sunday. Huh. What a coincidence. You know, I guess maybe she just wanted a longer weekend or whatever, but it's all right. You know, it's all right, Brittany. You have the money. I don't think, you know, losing two shows is going to really hurt your bank account. But in some other news, Ludacris actually got into a very, very big fight at a Vegas pool party. And that seems like everybody and their mama was in Vegas. And, you know, this was, of course, the day after the Manny Mayweather fight. And, you know, this party was hosted by Ludacris. There's a video out there that's showing them, you know, getting into lots and lots of fights, you know, around the pool, you know. And this was at the Hard Rock Hotel. They were, you know, ice buckets being thrown out. I mean, talk about the ice bucket challenge, because I would not want to be in there, you know, getting thrown buckets and beers and everything. But it's crazy. Jamie Foxx and Will Smith's son, Trey, they were also at the party. But, you know, it doesn't look like they were involved in the fight. And what's weird is that, you know, the cops in Vegas actually said that they didn't get any calls. Nobody reported this fight. And, you know, it just seems like something logical that you would do, especially if you feel like, you know, like the fight is getting out of control. But no, I guess not. I guess nobody called the cops on them. And I'm surprised to see, you know, why. But anyway, we are going to take a very quick first break here. But, you know, stay tuned. Keep on listening. You're listening to the Hollywood Pileup with your DJ Stax. And, yeah, keep on listening. You're listening to Penguin Radio.
I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the heart of a fucking Aryan. Black is the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but fuck you, no fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people, I can tell cause it's threats when I see you. I can tell cause your waist is equal. No, I can tell because you in love with the Desert Eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain then you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Xhosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that wanna build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Hollywood Pileup with your girl Stax here at radio.dominican.edu. Oh my gosh. Now, it seems like the Jenner Kardashians are always a topic of conversation, and this time it wasn't any different. Now, this time, Kylie Jenner, once again, making headlines about, you know, wanting to have her name trademarked. And she's warning Kylie Minogue, I don't know, or anybody else named Kylie, that you won't be able to use your first name, you know, because she thinks that she should have that name and that name only. And Kylie Jenner actually filed an application, you know, last month, and it was to trademark her first name, and this was to entertainment in the nature of providing information by means of a global computer network in the fields of entertainment, fashion, and pop culture. Kylie also wants to, you know, mark her territory. She wants to just be on her own, you know, by defining herself as a celebrity, actress, and a model. And, you know, somebody, Kylie isn't the only person named Kylie out there in the world. So just a warning for anybody else who wants to just go by the name Kylie, you might get into some legal trouble if this actually comes through, because even if it might be in a different font or whatever, you know, the lawyers are gonna totally just come up and argue that it creates confusion for the consumers. So, gosh, that's kind of selfish in my opinion. But anyway, it's you know, they're just doing what they feel like they can do. And, you know, this isn't like the first time that this happens in this, you know, for this family, because Kendall actually wanted to filed an application to trademark her first name, you know, for the same purposes. And if you know, then she, all, you know, at the beginning of her modeling career, she totally dropped the Jenner last name because she just wanted to be known as Kendall. And, you know, supposedly she made this decision because she didn't want, you know, she didn't want herself to, you know, she didn't want to be stigmatized by the last name or be treated any different, you know, from the other models. So that's why she chose to just go by Kendall. But, you know, I feel like it's the last name too that's going to make them a lot of money. And, you know, their mom, Kris Jenner, she actually appeared on the first time, you know, about Bruce Jenner's transition. And she finally went in. There's going to be a two-part special for Keeping Up with the Kardashians that's going to focus on, you know, Bruce's transition from male to female. And in this conversation that she had with Kim Kardashian, you know, there's an emotional clip and where Kim tries to explain, you know, the journey, you know, to Chris. And she says he has to deal with this for the rest of his entire life. Waking up and feeling like, whoa, this isn't my body. This doesn't feel comfortable. The only way I can kind of imagine it. And you really have to let go. Wow. So that's pretty, you know, it's sad. It's sad. And then Chris goes on to say, I have these memories of this life. And I feel I feel sometimes like it didn't exist. You know, this is the first time that they have publicly spoken out about Bruce's transition. But as we recall, Christy Crownover and Linda Thompson, they both, you know, expressed their love and support, you know, for their ex-husband, you know, during the interview with Diane Sawyer. You know, it must be definitely very hard for Chris to accept this. But I'm wondering, though, if she knew prior, you know, to marrying Bruce, or was this just a secret that she just found out about, you know, or how it all happened? Because if you spend, you know, if you have, you know, these many children with your husband, and all of a sudden he comes out and says, you know what, I'm no longer comfortable in my body, I feel like I am a woman, then that's very intense, and that is, I would say, in a way, that's traumatizing, you know, because you go on thinking that, gosh, was this person really who they were back then? Was this real? Or, like Kris Jenner says, or was, did this even exist? So that's very, it's a very hard news, you know, to come to terms about, but, you know, it's just, what happens and with life. And I hope that Bruce Jenner is now enjoying himself, and I hope he has a peace of mind now that he has come out to the world. You know, so all best wishes for him. We are going to take a very quick break here, but keep on listening, you know, to more celebrity news. You're going to be getting the lowdown on lots of other news too. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Hollywood Pileup.
And so
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Hollywood Pile Up. Now, if you follow any news with the royal family, then you know by now that the newest baby, she's actually fourth in line now to the throne, Kate Middleton and hubby's new daughter. Her name is Charlotte Elizabeth Diane, and the name was just picked out beautifully. I think that the baby's name is just, if it's so well fitting, it sounds royal, it sounds elegant, and I love it. You know, I love the name of it. They reportedly chose the name Charlotte because it's the closest form of for a woman as Charles. Charles is Prince William's brother, and they totally wanted to pay honor to him. Elizabeth, of course, Grandma Queen Elizabeth, Great Grandma, and then Diana, because of, you know, Prince William's mom. And her official title is Her Royal Highness Princess Charlotte of Cambridge. The Duchess of Cambridge, you know, she gave birth to royal baby number two. And like I said, she is fourth in line to the British throne. She is the new addition, and the baby was born almost exactly two years apart from the first baby, Prince George. And let's see, oh my God, Kate Middleton looks amazing. You know, she looks gorgeous. She stepped out right away from giving birth. She looked amazing. She was wearing a beautiful dress. It was like a shift dress, so it wasn't too form-fitting. You know, her hair was done so nicely, and it was just curled, and you know, she had makeup on and everything, and she was even wearing heels. Like, gosh, what woman postpartum would wear heels right after? But there are reports by the Daily Mail that say that there was a Team Kate who actually snuck into the hospital, you know, to totally glam up Kate Middleton. There was the hairdresser, Amanda Cook Tucker, who entered the hospital. You know, she had a bag of her products and tools and all that good stuff. She was also the person who met the baby before the grandparents. Colorist Richard Ward, gave Kate a hair touch-up and all that good stuff. But, you know, he stopped doing her hair when she was pregnant. So I think it might have been time for a little touch-up. But anyway, she had filled-in brows, nice rosy cheeks, soft pink lips, just a very nice, elegant, put-together look. And apparently, she's a big fan of Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. And they're saying that, you know, the Daily Mail also reports that, you know, she owes her post-pregnancy glow to Bobby's brightening finishing powder. And I don't know if you guys are like me, but every time I see that a celebrity is really loving a certain product, or is, you know, that the product has made a big difference in them, I seriously want to go out and buy it right then and there. Because I just want to be like them, you know? And I think now that a lot of people know what products she's using and the designer of her dress and all that good stuff, they're going to want to go out and totally buy all that merchandise. And if you guys recall, for the birth of Prince George, the store that had, you know, the first outfit in which the baby was pictured in, oh my God, everybody went immediately to the website. They sold out in seriously minutes. And, you know, and I think that that's what's going to happen this time around as well. Totally, because there's people who literally camped out for this arrival of the baby. And that's dedication right there. That is some serious love right there. I don't know that I would be able to do that, because that's just crazy, you know. But hey, there are people who want to be, you know, thought of like as, you know, they want to be part of this celebration. So yeah, that's so cool. It's very cool that, you know, the baby was born already and all that good stuff. Now we just have to see, you know, how they're going to be doing. But in some couple news, there has been recent reports that Lindsey Vonn and Tiger Woods actually broke up, and this was after being together for 3 years. Now, Tiger Woods he has been in many controversies, you know, dating back to the infamous, you know, drug use and all that stuff. But they actually went on Twitter and announced that they have broken up, and they say, "Tiger and I have mutually decided to end our relationship. I will always cherish the memories that we've created together. Unfortunately, we both lead incredibly hectic lives that force us to spend a majority of our time apart. I will always admire and respect Tiger. He and his beautiful family will always hold a special place in my heart." Oh. And, you know, Tiger Woods made his form of announcement on his website, and this is what's funny to me, the fact that he was just so, like, dry about it. Here we have, you know, his ex, Lindsey, you know, going off into these wonderful memories and all that good stuff. And he just goes out and says, "Lindsey and I have mutually decided to stop dating." Okay, well, I guess that's not it. But he also adds, "I have great admiration, respect, and love for Lindsey, and I'll always cherish our time together. She's been amazing with Sam and Charlie and my entire family." Yeah. Yeah, still a little bit dry. But then again, he is a guy. Guys aren't, they don't really know exactly what to say in certain moments. And, you know, I guess that's something that we have to get used to. but anyway, they totally shared a special bond with each other. And, you know, they even shared a special moment when, you know, they had that knee injury. You know, she says, "I'm a very patient person. He's very patient, mentally tough. He said, just be patient, keep working hard, and everything's going to turn around. It just helped me get through it." And if you didn't know, she is an Olympic skier. And so she did have this knee injury, in which Tiger Woods helped her get better. So yeah, that is kind of sad. We'll see how that goes for them together, because Tiger Woods, I don't know if he can really keep himself out of news and controversy, and maybe he'll just take this time to really spend with his family and just go on about that. But oh my gosh, there was this ad for a magazine in which they, you know, Diddy and Cassie, they're dating, and they totally have this fragrance ad, 3 a.m., and they are seriously, like, in total, like, PDA, oh my god, like, very, very, they look like they are seriously, like, about to involve in some serious, you know, affection, if you know what I mean. But anyway, there was also a 1 minute racy clip. Cassie totally stripped down, naked, seriously. And, you know, this was right in front of Diddy. And what was surprising? Oh my gosh, kind of weird, but she totally has nipple ring, just like Rihanna does. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it before, but, yeah, it's crazy. And you know, Diddy told Style.com, I think if people hear about the video, they're going to hear that it's racy and provocative, but I also think that they're going to hear people say that it's beautiful. That whole interaction has nothing to do with sex, as it has to do with love. My concept is that love is the new sexy. And he also goes on to say, the concept for the video represents one of the things that 3 a.m. is for me. It's very one-on-one. It's time to have fun, push the envelope a little bit. It's definitely an hour where you can find yourself with a young lady. Anything can happen at 3 a.m. In the video, you see a fantasy that's in my head of what happened that night. Wow. That is crazy. And that's, I guess that's kind of cool that he says, you know, that he wants to reinvent this image for sexiness and for love most of all, because he does share, you know, this love with Cassie, and they have been together for a very long time now. And, you know, if he doesn't marry her, oh my gosh, he's going to be crazy, because she is such a catch. She's so beautiful. She's so, like, down to earth. Oh my God. I can't with them. They're so cute. But anyway, you know, Diddy says, first of all, I want people to like the design of the bottle. But just like with any fragrance, I want somebody to stop you in the elevator and ask you what you're wearing. No matter what the fragrance is called, that's my objective. And I want a lot of people to get laid to it. Yeah, I'm sure Diddy would say that. He would say something about that. But, you know, the original ad was too racy, and it was edited, you know, and had to be approved by Macy's. You know, and he confirmed that on Monday with the promotion of the ad. And he says, attention, I'm debuting my new hashtag 3 a.m. Sean John campaign today. They say it's too hot for TV. Are you ready? And, you know, totally they aired it. But yeah, that is very cool. We're going to take a very, very quick break. I'm sick. I don't know if you guys can hear that in my voice, but my throat is just really killing me right now. So we're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back for more celebrity news. Keep on listening. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Hollywood Pileup with your host, DJ Stax. Oh my god, now we have some cool news over here. There's Scarlett Johansson, and she hosted Saturday Night Live, but she also performed like a very, very like sexy dance and congratulated Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, for winning the anticipated pay-per-view, you know, boxing match against Pacquiao. And you know, people call it the fight of the century and all that good stuff, but I'm just surprised to see that there's so many celebrities, you know, supporting Mayweather. And I don't know, I feel like they might have like a cult or something. I don't know, like I just get into these like moments where I think and I'm like, oh my god, like they probably have like a secret kind of society, you know, that they I don't know, call me crazy, but anyway, she did an amazing job, especially with the Avengers, the Age of Ultron. Of course, she's a Black Widow, but again, you know, on Saturday Night Live she had a series for comedy and it was amazing. You know, there was also a musical performer, Wiz Khalifa, and then he performed We Them Boys with And See You Again. That song has just been so popular ever since, you know, the tribute for Paul Walker in the Fast and the Furious 7 movie, which is cool. But anyway, in Saturday Night Live's episode, she had a monologue in which she was wearing a cute white mini dress. She performed the sexy dance to Love to Love You Baby. And she put, like, she was, like, totally mocking Celine Dion's voice. And as, like, a demonstration as to see how she puts her baby to sleep. Oh, my God. It was really funny. But anyway, she plays her Black Widow role in another of the, you know, comedy series. And she has her red wig again. She's playing her character in the parody. And it was very cool because it was like a combination of like The Devil Wears Prada and The Avengers. Thank you. I can't speak clearly. And in which she's an intern at a fashion magazine and she's dating Ultron's villain. Oh my God. And according to this series, you know, her relationship status is pretty complicated. But then there's also like a virgin fight in which she plays a bionic flight attendant on board. You know, there's a fictional company called Virgin Atlantic. And, you know, if you're wondering what it would be to have bad service, you know, by female robots, then you should watch it because that's exactly what it looked like. And then there was like another one where she was a jingle writer. So Scarlett Johansson and Aidy Bryant, they played hippie jingle writers, you know. It was really funny. She had these like long locks and they weren't like dreadlocks, but her hair looked kind of dirty and it was just long, and she had these like hippie clothing in which she was like in an office, you know, with some executives. She was probably like even, you know, trying to get a deal out there with them. And then of course she congratulated Mayweather. But the sketch was so funny because I don't know if you guys remember the guy from Kenan and Kel. You know, the bigger one, the fat one. And so he actually played the ref. And there was like a shorter, you know, Filipino looking guy. And he was very, you know, chunky. And then there was Mayweather. So a person, you know, who was performed by Jay Farrow. And he played, you know, the champion in the sketch. But anyway, that one was very, very funny, too. Although I will admit that, you know, like, people just need to stop bashing on Pacquiao because I think he gave it his all. He definitely fought with his heart. And, you know, that's very admirable. But anyway, that was it for today's show on the Hollywood Pileup. There was lots of great news and all that good stuff. Hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. Keep it up with the finals and good luck with all of that. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And I am out. Bye. I do my day.